Saddle up for Eastern Idaho State Fair fun.
Wacky weather, Burning Man, and some nice haboobs.
How safe are Idaho Falls hospitals?
And why those potatoes in your pantry might be a year old.
It's right here, right now, tonight, on a brand new IFAF.
IFAF, Idaho Falls Local, Independent, Alternative Media, with Mike Nelson and Carly Morgan.
Welcome back and good evening, ungovernables, outliers, independent thinkers,
Wiener schnitzels, funnel cakes, corn doggers.
I'll take things that sound dirty but aren't for 500.
Right?
Alex? No, Ken? Is that who's doing it now? Who's doing Jeopardy now?
Couldn't even tell you.
Yeah, Ken, I met the guy. Ken, the longest running winner. Or biggest winner or something. But anyway, he was from Salt Lake City.
Oh, cool.
We met at the Dr. Seuss Readathon when I was working in Utah.
I love that. That's adorable. I
can't remember his damn name for the life of me.
It's all right. I'm sure he's not too offended. And sure then he could be a Jeopardy question.
Right. It's just embarrassing that I don't know.
Right.
The Jeopardy
right.
host now. Ken. You know, Ken. It's just Ken.
Yeah. Jennings. Ken Jennings.
Ken Jennings. Thank you.
That was a deep cut.
Very kind. I shows you I don't watch Jeopardy anymore.
I mean, I think that's fair.
How long will it take Ken Jennings to replace Alex Trebek in the minds of people in the category of Jeopardy?
Right. I think that's a good question. And you know, I wonder if the reason that game shows don't do as well anymore is because now we can just binge everything.
Yeah.
You know, and I feel like Jeopardy was always kind of like a filler show. You know, it was like the thing that you would watch right before the drama you actually wanted to watch.
Making dinner, eating dinner, maybe. Before prime time. I agree.
Yeah.
Anyway, hit that like button. Rate, comment. If you would, take a second seriously and rate or comment. Look for the stars somewhere and press one. We DGAF.
We'd like a five, but...
obviously.
we'll take what you give us.
The farther you can be to the right.
Right.
The better for us to keep doing this anyway. Made a couple new fans this week. Oh, let the algorithm know you're into Idaho Falls infotainment, bad jokes, dad jokes, and a couple new fans this week at the Eastern Idaho State Fair.
Yes.
Just on Facebook, just some really nice people. So if you're new here, welcome. It's nice to have you. And I guess big plug right away for our bonus mini-sode.
Yes.
Where we tried all that fair food. Oh, my God.
Which, look. Is it a lot? Yes, absolutely. Did I want to slip immediately into a food coma? You bet. But is it also my favorite minisode of the year? Faux shizzle.
It's Mundizzle. The most wonderful minisode of the year.
Yeah.
Lots of eating.
So good.
24 fair foods in like 35 minutes.
Yeah, it's a pretty insane amount.
Bring it up and dial it up and watch it as you're on your way to the fair. And you can kind of just go, this is good. Right? This is what we needed to hear. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, that being said, I would also check out the two previous ones because 9 times out of 10, those fair foods are still being sold. So,
yeah. If you go to YouTube and just search for mini-sode, one word, you know, episode only mini instead of ep.
Yeah.
You'll see, I think we only have 6 or 7 of them.
Yeah. We don't have too many.
The goal, I think, was to do 1 a quarter.
Yeah. We haven't quite hit that yet.
So without further ado, let's get that caffeine going.
Yeah, so we tried the witch's brew before, and finally we got our hands on some of the pumpkin cream.
Yes!
Yeah, which I'm really excited for.
Thank you to so cute. Rain and Lorraine.
Yes.
Raina and Lorraina from Shortstop Market right across from Melaleuca Field in Idaho Falls. They're our connection. They can be
the
yours
best
to
snacks.
Go get your ass in there and go find some of them. Foreign candies.
Okay, that's pretty darn good.
We loved the witch's brew because of the caramel apple.
Yeah. Now, I will say of the two, I think I'm more of a witch's brew girly.
WTF.
Right.
Whoa, okay. First taste, first thing that hit me was...
the pumpkin, right?
No, it was the cream. I was like, this is like a cream soda.
Oh, I see.
And then it got pumpkin spicy.
Yes. Yeah.
And it's got a nice pumpkin bread aftertaste finish. Mm-hmm. Whoa.
It really does. Yeah, it's nice. Now, I wonder if the reason I like the other one better is because I feel like the bubbles and stuff goes better with the fresh apple taste of the other one. Whereas, like, this one where it is so creamy, I almost expect it to be more of a, like, coffee consistency.
Got it.
Yeah.
Man, that is, I gotta hand it to Alani. Mm-hmm. They've got the flavors.
Well, and this is zero sugar, too.
Yeah, they...
zero sugar, 10 calories, 200 milligrams of caffeine.
If you're like, why do all energy beverages taste the same? You won't have that complaint with Alani, I don't think.
No, I don't think so at all.
Shout out to my buddy Greg with two G's.
Mm-hmm.
The OG with two G's. And by the way, Greg, I hope you know I called you Bucko.
Oh.
Last episode.
Yeah, I would hope that he knows that you weren't trying to insult.
JK, LOL.
All those bubbles are going to make me burp.
That's fantastic.
I know, right?
While we're doing the show, I guess we have some other fun stuff to break out, too.
Oh, yeah.
What's this in the pink bag? I see pink bag and I think Elsie's closet.
Of course, because why wouldn't you? Now, I know that she came out with this line of products not too long ago, but we are technically getting to it a little late. Oh, wait, sorry. That one's mine, I'm guessing. Oh,
yes.
Tracy's.
Yeah. You're pink because you like pink, and I'm banana because I'm bananas.
Well, and also banana split sounds like it would smell so good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Do these have a scent too?
Yes. These are scented slimes.
Now, you might be wondering, what the hell are you doing with the slimes? Why?
Well, slimes are big. They're all over the internet and stuff.
I did not know that. I was unaware of the trend.
Well, it's because you don't pay attention to ASMR videos.
Okay.
Ooh, and this is kind of a cloud slime too.
Oh. Okay, we've got a consistency thing happening here. Oh, that's actually
really nice. Oh, mine might need a tiny, tiny bit of borax in it because it's a little sticky, but it's not too bad.
So, it comes with, oh my
God. And mine's glittery. How pretty.
Oh man, it does smell fantastic.
Yeah, let me smell.
Can you? I'm tethered here with
it. Oh, that's nice. Here, smell mine. Did it stick to your nose?
Yes, that smells fantastic.
That smells so good. Kinda, that's exactly what it should smell
bubble
like.
Bubble gummy or something? It smells pink. Like, I don't know how else to.
It kind of reminds me of Champagne Toast by Bath and Body Works.
Okay.
Yeah, like it's kind of got
a sort of
like vanilla soda pop type scent. I don't know how to explain it, but it's really good.
Do you have enough? Okay, now, is this going to come off?
Oh, don't get it on your clothes.
Yeah, right.
Yes,
it will. The instructions say don't get it on your clothes.
Yeah.
But
I mean, wow.
I wasn't sure what I expected, but I think so. It comes with a couple of cards. I think instructions like don't get it on your clothes. That's one of them.
Yep.
And then it's got some refresher in it or something. I don't know.
Yeah, a little bit of borax.
The nice lady at the counter told me, and I sort of glazed over and went, yeah, huh? Thinking I'll figure it out.
Yeah.
I'll Google it.
Ooh, this one's good. Is that what we all do,
by the way? I'm not paying attention to what you're saying because I can always just get ChatGPT to fill me in later. Right.
Oh, mine's so cute. Look, it's got little bows and little flowers in it. Oh, my gosh. Wow. I get why kids like this. I do. But also, like, this is a lot. it's almost too much.
Right. Yeah. I'm currently thinking in the back of my head, I'm a little horrified. This is a pain in my ass and I want to be done.
You know what, though? I bet you when we're done, you're going to be thinking about it again later.
It when it's
and you're
going
to miss it. Yeah. Yeah. And it does come off relatively easy.
I'm going to miss
it. Like, you know, it'll get sticky at first, but then you can really, like, you know, kind of pick it up.
Yeah. I'm trying. Yeah. And that's not happening.
Oh, well, maybe yours just needs a little refresher a little sooner than you thought.
Maybe. Uh-oh.
That was close.
That was close. I just get back in the.
Okay, that's really fun. I cannot let my niece and nephew see these because they will absolutely steal them.
How do you?
They love slime.
This is one of those things that you. All right, I got 95% of this off.
Yeah.
So I'm going to consider that a success.
I would say so.
Yeah. And it's all just back there. Smells great.
It does smell really good.
Fun to play with. 5 stars.
Yeah, right? just, you know, if you're going to give it to a kid, make sure you have them play with it at, like, the kitchen counter or something.
Yeah. Probably a bad call to break it out here in this multi-million dollar recording studio. Multi-hundred dollar recording studio.
Yeah, that was fun. That was a fun little departure.
So today is Labor Day.
Yes.
Did we, after the last 3-day weekend, did we decide, no, we're going to do it on Tuesday from now on? We'll set that as policy.
Right.
Nope. Happy Labor Day.
Yeah, I think that we decided, you know, since we could get it done in time without ruining our 3-day weekend, we thought we would.
Well, and that kind of sounds like us.
Yeah, right.
Let's make the rules and then immediately break them.
I think we just like to break rules.
I think so. We make them just to break them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
And how are you doing over there with that?
Doing good. You know, I have realized, though, I think that one smart thing to do if you are going to play with slime is to start cleaning up at least 10 minutes before you want to be done cleaning up.
Ah,
you okay. know? So yeah. Don't think that it's going to be an easy process to put the toothpaste back in the tube, you know?
Right. Put the shit back in the horse.
Yeah.
I noticed
that there's still a little.
The directions actually say, hey, probably the longest you want to play with this is about 10 minutes.
So basically what you should do is take it out and then immediately try to put it back.
Yeah, exactly.
I love it.
I'm smelling my fingers. They smell kind of like banana.
See, and I just like that my hands don't feel gross afterward because usually with slime, they feel really gross.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I read that studies show the strongest friendships come from hating the same people and things.
Oh, I can see that.
Can you see that?
Oh, you know what? That makes a lot of sense, actually.
So we need to get straight to comments and follow-ups.
I love it.
We talked about how a brand new startup ad agency here in town, mm-hmm. it's an ad agency that I wouldn't personally use, but to each their own. Mm-hmm. We're all entitled to our opinion, I guess, right?
Sure, yeah.
Anyway, like, you know, when salespeople out of necessity and budget constraints become the talent, that always makes me go, I think I'm going to make that expression a couple times tonight.
Right.
This is the first time.
Okay.
Okay. So you kind of go, especially when their debut ad that they've played, I think it's got, I don't know, 7,000 views or whatever so far, has a major misspelling in it. The most hilarious, most ironic word you could possibly misspell mm-hmm. in your debut ad saying, hey, East Idaho, come trust us with your business and spend money with us. And we're good at what we do, we swear. They misspell the word professional. And not just in the title or description, but baked in, burned in to the video itself.
Oh, that's bad.
It is. It's painful. I hurt for them. I imagine what happened is the boss had this vacation booked, approved the ad because he was in a hurry. And I'm going to mime pulling the pin on a grenade, throwing it into the room and leaving.
Right.
So his phone has been going nuts for the last week. And hey, do we pull it? I mean, this is kind of a bad look. Do you think it's a bad look?
Right. I would think that his team is probably more professional than that.
I would think that somebody would put some safeguards into place.
I almost wonder if maybe like the boss man's the only one with the admin status.
Maybe.
And so they can't pull it.
Or they said, it's okay. I'm fine with that. I just think it's kind of funny to have a typo to begin with.
Right.
It used to. Do you remember 6 months ago? I'm old enough to remember 6 months ago when you could tell it was AI because of the typo.
Right, right.
And now you can tell it wasn't AI because it did have a typo.
Right. Well, and also considering that spell check is a thing and that as professionals, you really should have someone with a fresh pair of eyes looking things over before you send them out. And that someone should be professional enough and educated enough to catch things like that.
Yeah.
Like, I just don't see how that happens anymore, you know?
Well, I do because video editing software doesn't have spell check.
Right, but wouldn't you type it into something else first?
That's what got you. Aha!
Yeah.
I bet they do from now on.
I mean, I would.
Anyway, in my opinion, when you put your brand name on a typo, the entire context of the ad shifts from, hey, we think we do neat stuff, to, hey, we're incompetent, and when you hire us, you get less than the best.
Oof.
That's what I, in my opinion, they're paying money to advertise.
Yeah, that's rough.
I mean, if your advertising agency doesn't expect perfection from themselves on their own ad, what do you think they're going to give you?
I mean, right?
Right?
Yeah.
This doesn't have to be Idaho Falls and Mikey's media and marketing analysis. It doesn't have to be, and it won't be, probably after this episode. We'll go back to our regular shenanigans.
Right, right, right.
But when something like that crops up and it offends me to see people who are bad at their job, in my opinion, I gotta say something.
I get that.
Now, Mikey, it's true, though. We do. We all do get along because we hate the same people and things.
Right.
Can you bag on somebody else, please?
Yeah, you know what? Who else you got?
Let's
load up the chamber.
Let's show you this guy. This is an actual ad that I saw on Instagram. Nothing screams, I'm just thrilled to be able to say I have a podcast, like a Spotify button, an Apple Podcast button. There's the microphone icon, and then a photo of a microphone.
Right.
An on-air sign, a sound wave, the word talk show, the word podcast. What's the name of the podcast?
Right. Is it called Talk Show Podcast?
Bring also, it up again.
Could you get a more generic name? Like that? That's like being called Guy Man.
Right.
You know, like.
I almost wonder. I don't think this guy really cares. He just wants to say, I've got a podcast.
I guess.
This
almost looks like a mock-up that maybe an ad agency would put together to show how they might promote a podcast.
I think I just coined a new term.
Uh-huh.
Not ad agency, but bad agency.
Oh, funny.
Oh!
But yeah, I don't know what, and maybe this guy didn't use an ad agency and that's why it's so generic and sad and uninformative. But like, man, dude, especially if you can't even put out a clear ad that tells people what your podcast is and what it's about, then I have to assume that you can't get to the point on your podcast either.
Especially if you can't even put out.
Right.
Period. No. All right. More follow-ups. Remember our first and to date only guest.
Oh, yes.
Attorney Nathan Olson.
Mm-hmm.
Here in this studio, sat across from us and told us how it was bullshit that the city of Pocatello courts said, no, get out of here with that whole mess with the families suing the city.
Right.
And they made a whole documentary about it. Mm-hmm. We went to Pocatello and watched it.
Yes.
The great Pocatello land grab. We'll link to it in this post.
Mm-hmm.
Well, by way of follow-up, so that was like, I don't know, 6 months ago, something like that?
A while ago, yeah.
Well, he went to the Supreme Court.
Mm-hmm.
He argued. The Supreme Court reinstated the lawsuit.
Oh,
the $21 million lawsuit. The land dispute lawsuit against Pocatello and Northgate Developers. Idaho's highest court reverses the dismissal of the lawsuit there in Pocatello. So
crazy.
The attorney that we interviewed, Nathan, my good buddy, said, yeah, there's some shit there that...
Seems sus.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the Supreme Court said, you're absolutely right, sir.
I love that.
So I just want to show we were on the right side of history. Follow us for more.
You go, Nathan.
Legal land shit. I don't know.
Yeah. No, it's good to see the little guy getting a chance to stand up for themselves, you know?
One last follow up. I think, knock on something. Thank you. It looks like both news websites have finally gotten rid of those malware-looking ads.
Oh, nice.
Now,
hey, it feels a little like some constructive criticism worked here.
Well, equal opportunity offender here. It was both Local News 8 and a news source in a trust that had been, I don't know, not attacked. Because, in fact, I think one of them called them malware ads. And I hope they know, you know, that's not technically malware, right?
I would hope it's not, at least.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but I think it takes a little more than a website redirect to qualify as malware.
Right. Yeah.
It sure looks like it.
Yes.
It looks like it's scanning your computer for viruses, identifying a bunch, and telling you that you need to click the link to install software to combat this, but it's not actually doing that.
Right, right.
Okay. It's not actually looking at your computer. It's like, because it runs the same scan, finger quotes, if you're just listening every time. Yeah, anyway. So there's a difference between actual malware, which will infect your computer and do harmful things to it, and malware looking ads.
Right, I get that.
Yeah.
I think it's an important distinction.
Yeah.
And it sounds a little bit like... I didn't say you were a bitch. I said you were being a bitch.
Yes.
Or acting like a bitch or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Big difference, really.
Yeah.
Really. Right, guys?
Yeah.
Something real quick, and I hate to even bring this up because I'm pretty sure it's obviously AI-generated content.
Right.
Forgive me if I'm wrong, whatever the name of this Facebook page is, but they did, it looks like they were desperate for content and did a little thing about America's most dangerous road trip. You know, it's Labor Day weekend, so we're thinking road trips. Mm-hmm. It includes a couple of stretches of road back east, a couple of in Colorado, but then the thing that caught my eye was there's three of them in Montana.
Oh, interesting.
All of these that they suggest, you have to actually drive all the way up through Idaho from Utah, from Colorado to Montana.
Makes sense.
So I use ChatGPT to do my work for me and say, why is this so dangerous? Well, the Scalcajo Road is dangerous.
Crazy name, but okay.
Yeah, okay. Scalcajo Highway in Montana is dangerous because it's narrow, gravelly, and remote. The Going to the Sun Road in Montana, dangerous because of sheer cliffs, tourist congestion, and unpredictable mountain weather. And the Beartooth Highway, dangerous because of its extreme elevation, brutal weather swings, and steep switchbacks. Now, I haven't driven any of these three, but the most horrific stretch of road I think I've driven did start in Montana, and it went through Idaho, and that's Lolo Pass. Anybody with me?
Oh, okay.
You go up to Missoula, you turn west to Lolo. If you've seen A River Runs Through It, you know, Lolo. And then you take this windy, shitty, curving road for an hour and a half. And that's when you hit a sign that says, hey, windy, shitty, curving road for another 2 hours.
Oh, that sounds like a nightmare. Oh, that sounds like
you follow a river.
Worst fear.
I've driven it both in the summer and in the winter just out of necessity.
Oh, horrible.
It is horrible.
Oh, that sounds so bad.
So what's up, Montana? You want to explain yourself?
Well, Montana just has a lot of nature to deal with, you know? Like, you can only do so much with a road, you know? I kind of get it. I mean, otherwise they'd have to spend, like, billions and billions on infrastructure, which, you know what? With all of the billionaires getting in there, maybe they should. Maybe that's something that y'all could do to help us feel a little bit better about you moving in.
Just go to the Yellowstone Club in Big Sky, Montana, and hold your hat out.
Yeah, right.
A little fundraiser.
Fix the roads. Fix
Timberlake the roads, and Jessica Biel. Well, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Alms for the rich drivers.
Yeah, right.
But like some people, I guess, drive these roads on purpose. You know, the people with horrible. The BMWs and the gloves with the holes in the knuckles and the fingers cut off and the, you know.
Oh, that just sounds those awful. People. That sounds, I can't even imagine. I don't know why you'd want to put yourself in that position.
Well, okay. My favorite stretch of road is the stretch of Arizona that's in between St. George, Utah and Mesquite, Nevada. Anybody know what I'm talking about? On the way to Vegas?
Yeah, that's a nice, I don't mind that too
much. It's a lot of this. It's a lot of backy-forthy, but it's like on a big highway and the view is gorgeous. And you're, you know, you're literally going from the, I don't know, higher elevations of Utah. To the low elevations of, you know, Mesquite, Nevada, Vegas, Death Valley, California.
Right, right.
I mean, it's not that, it's before that, but yeah.
Sure, sure. Yeah, you know, I don't mind windy roads in general if they're on a flat plain. I don't like them if they're on, like, mountains and cliffs and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you could easily fall off of one side, that's a no thanks from me, dog. You know?
Right, you either like straightaway stretches.
Oh, yeah.
Or, you know, where they're not perilous.
Yeah.
Look, if we, I mean, never say never, if we do get an urge for ketchup chips in Canada at some point and want to take one of these roads,
I would really look for any other road. I think that sounds so unfun, especially because even as the passenger, I would have to be like closing my eyes the entire time because it would make me so nervous.
Yeah, one of those I don't know, disassociative measures. Like as a kid, if you close your eyes, you can't see it. It can't see you.
Right, right. I think I would just have to try to fall asleep.
Speaking of driving, you know, we've got those brand new customizable black and white Idaho license plates.
Yes.
And the throwbacks to the white and teal 80s license plates.
Which are really fun.
Here's the first one we've seen in the wild. Yes, L3SBARU.
Honestly, good for them.
Lesbaru.
Yeah, that's cute.
I'm assuming they're a lesbian.
Probably.
And that's their lesbaru.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, look, I mean, there's a reason stereotypes exist, right?
Yes, right, right.
Okay.
Well, and frankly, as a woman who owns a Subaru, I get it. Like, they're just a good, reliable car.
Do you get hit on? Have you ever been hit on by a lesbaru owner?
I had a friend when there was one day I pulled up to a photo shoot in my Subaru Outback wearing a flannel.
Lesbaru.
And my friend was like.
And jeans?
Yeah. And my friend was like, oh, you got your girlfriend and your two dogs in there too? Like, yeah.
And then what's the license plate? You said you saw the other one.
Oh, yeah. I saw a cute little one. It just said spay and neuter or neuter spay, something like that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
oh,
just a little reminder to spay and neuter your pets in case you forgot.
Thank you, Spirit of Bob Barker.
Yeah, it's important.
It's awesome. Is this a joke or is this a thing? With the Eastern Idaho State Fair going on, somebody posted this and said, does any place in Southeast Idaho make dill dogs? Totally serious, aka pickle dogs. Look at this. If you're just listening, it's a stick stuck into a hot dog.
Right.
And corn dog breading, but a very important step in the middle, which is
a big old dill pickle.
A big old dill pickle.
Which, okay, before you told me the name of this item, I was like, genius, love it. Like, let's do it. But I mean, also, that's kind of like the most obvious name. And also, and you can't call it that.
Right.
You can't.
Dill dog.
No, like you have to go.
It either sounds like a childhood insult.
Yeah.
Or like one of those school supply sex toys we talked about.
Oh, no. Yeah. Oh, that's just, it's such an unfortunate name for such a brilliant product, by the way. Like, I would be your first customer with glee. Throw some mustard on that thing for me. Oh, gobbled up. Okay. But also, if halfway through eating it, someone said, oh, how's your dill dog? I couldn't keep eating it.
Right.
You would have to stop.
I can see the BuzzFeed headline now. Dill dogs. Dill do or dill don't.
Dill do.
Dill do or not. Right. Sorry, my bad.
It's all right. They're spelled the same.
Anywho, is any place willing to do this for us? Anyone?
Know, I feel like maybe Between the Buns could. You know?
Between the Buns at the Eastern Idaho State Fair.
Yeah, I feel like that would be a very fitting place for something like that. Look, they've got good food, okay? We're not even throwing them under the bus here.
No, you're not.
Yeah. You know what? Bimbos could do it too.
Yes, Bimbos. Yeah,
that would be a good one.
Needs a dill dog. I need a Bimbos dill dog.
Yeah.
Get on it.
I kind of like the idea of that.
We're dedicated to having fun here on IFAF, just like we're dedicated to serving you when it's time to sell your home. Mike Helps Idaho. And when it's time to make your move, we can help you too.
We know Idaho Falls, and we know the current real estate market. We'll guide you through the process with ease and confidence. And we're backed and brokered by Keller Williams Realty East Idaho.
When it's time to sell your home, make your move with Mike Helps Idaho. Lincoln Post.
Ladies, go thrifting at Elsie's Closet Upscale Resale, Idaho Falls' only thrift store just for women.
Right now, save on blouses, sweaters, dresses, boots, and jewelry, knit cardigans, layering pieces, and bags. And now featuring Bumble and Bleat Soapery.
Elsie's Closet. Find trendy, sustainable fashion that's budget-friendly. Look for the pink sign downtown on A Street. It's not just a stop at the thrift, it's a whole vibe.
Do you want to feed your family locally raised beef? Right now, Virgin River Land and Cattle Company is offering 25-pound ground beef bundles to grill for your family.
You can have your very own farm-to-table experience. Find Virgin River Land and Cattle Company on Facebook. New customers use promo code IFAF to save 15% on your first purchase.
Virgin River Land and Cattle Company proudly ships to 5 states, Idaho, Utah, Montana, Oregon, Wyoming, and Nevada. Who would you rather rely on for your Idaho Falls fiber internet service? An out-of-state company or the best local choice, QuickNet?
Right now, get QuickNet's Crazy Fast 250 service for $37 a month. or their crazy fast gig service for $49 a month.
Unlimited data, no setup fee, no term contract, net neutrality, and hometown friendly support. For Idaho Falls Fiber, choose QuickNet. New customers use code IFAF to save 15% on your first 3 months.
Do you love Idaho Falls as much as we do? Show it with a unique homegrown hometown tee from Teton T-shirts.
Including these cool vintage versions of the Civic Auditorium, the West Bank, and the Water Tower, our famous potato sack design, and the classic iHeart IFT. Check out TetonT-shirts.com. These exclusive designs aren't available in gift shops.
Head to TetonT-shirts.com. Link in post. Created in Idaho Falls for Idaho Falls.
Idaho Falls.
What about it?
Has the cool cats.
Yeah. And sly dogs, Ruff Ruff.
Idaho's talk show, IFAF.
Ruff. Just how your mother likes it, Trebek.
I mean, if we were upgrading it, wouldn't it be Jennings now?
Ah! Holy shit. Never mentioned Ken Jennings in the 2 years we've been doing this podcast. Twice in one show.
Mm-hmm.
High five to you, Carly Morgan.
Funny.
Okay. A great weather week, isn't it?
Oh my gosh. It's been so nice. That was hilarious. Jinx, you owe me a soda?
They chimed in unison.
Yeah. Although I guess you're the one who bought the Alani, so. Mm.
That, again, OG with two G's, mm-hmm. Greg. I got a little bit of the jitters from that. Bless you. And again.
Oh, sorry.
Somebody on the internet is like, yeah.
You know,
I've
heard that that like actually is a thing. Like, there are whole subreddits that are, like, actually devoted to sneeze kink.
It's so weird.
I mean, honestly, crazy. It's wild to think how many things are secret kinks for people.
I got a real problem with the term shaming.
Sure.
Because some things should be shamed.
Some things. I agree.
Sneeze kink? That shouldn't be shamed.
Yeah, I mean, it's not hurting
anyone. If that's your thing, there you go. There was your fan service, you called it.
You're welcome. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, great weather week for the Eastern Idaho State Fair. Did we plug our fair food episode? We did.
We did.
And in our fair food episode, we showed you this. This is the weather for this first week of September 2025. It's amazing.
It's going to be beautiful.
Orange dots, highs in the 80s. What more could you want? Mm-hmm. But last week was a bitch.
Yeah, last week was kind of rough. I'm kind of glad that I was gone for a good portion of it. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, last week, Burning Man started. Now, you know Black Rock City.
Oh, yeah.
Which doesn't exist. They're in Nevada on the playa. It doesn't exist any other time outside of Burning Man. I mean, mm-hmm. the place is still there.
Right, but they don't call it Black Rock City except for then.
They pack in, they pack out, they leave no footprint, or they try. Mm-hmm. Leave no trace.
Right.
It's only like 700 miles away.
Yeah, it's not far.
And I think you get to it mostly through Reno, right? Correct me if I'm wrong.
That sounds right.
I'm afraid I missed my window. I wanted to go.
Right.
And now it's such a big thing. It's such a big production.
Right.
You have to plan years in advance.
Yeah, too many people have their fingers in the pie, mm-hmm. and more specifically, too many rich people have their fingers in the pie and have made it so it's completely inaccessible to the type of folks that actually started it.
Right.
Yeah.
On a beach.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, which sucks.
So, the really disappointing thing for the Burning Man Festival people, mm-hmm. when it started was the rain and then the mud.
Yep.
And then the RVs getting bogged down. And,
yep.
and the wind that kicked up and blew a lot of stuff over.
Mm-hmm.
This is a big disappointment. The orgy dome was destroyed by a desert windstorm, and all orgies have been officially canceled.
I didn't even know that was a thing there. That's horrifying.
Yeah, the festival was plagued by 50-mile-an-hour winds, blinding sandstorms, flash flood warnings since it kicked off. I mean, didn't you assume that's what was going on?
I mean,
anyway,
I guess I thought that they'd be a little bit more intimate in the sense of like it'd be set up between friends, not just randos and strangers all the time. I don't know. I thought
Speaking of kinks,
I don't I hadn't thought that much about it.
I do wonder. Now, listen, some things, I like some, I don't know, thought exercises.
Sure.
And so I need to explain this in advance of what I'm about to say. Sometimes things are fun. I don't even know if that's the right word.
Sure.
Interesting to think about.
Right. Yeah.
Would you do them? No.
Sure.
Is it fun to think about?
Yeah. Like a puzzle. Like it's fun to sort of sort out the logistics.
But what would it be like just walking into such a crowded room of people and everything is going everywhere and you don't really care whose hands are on who?
I mean, the first word that pops into mind is moist. It just seems very unpleasant to me.
I believe the Orgy Dome was moist.
I mean, right? Like with
after
all
that rainstorm.
Well, and I would think with all of the like exhaling and I don't know, it just seems yucky. Yeah.
Now, okay, we got to really switch gears here really fast. So zoom with us here.
Yeah.
My son was in the military and he went to this military school, VMI, the Virginia Military Institute.
Uh-huh.
Those MFers go hard. And there's like a gym.
Okay.
And it's, I don't know, in the basement or halfway underground or something.
Okay. Uh-huh.
They have sweat parties where, again, not the same thing as the Burning Man orgy dome.
I thought, this is making me so much more comfortable.
Completely different concept.
Okay.
But the same effect as what you're talking about,
right,
Carly.
Right.
In that they go in, they work out. Well, it's on the East Coast.
Yeah.
So there's that humidity.
Uh-huh.
The sweat from their bodies, it's like a two-story room. Well, it's like a, you know, I don't know, 20-foot high ceiling. The ceiling starts to drip.
That is one hell of a human terrarium.
You get 50 dudes in there sweating so hard, working out so hard, yes, that the moisture raises to the ceiling and it rains on them. Ew.
Ew.
This is that times, oh, here we go.
Well, and with all other kind of other gross like fluids.
Times two. 10. Yeah.
Ew. Ew. Plus, I don't trust any of these people to be honest about any like diseases they might have and stuff.
Mm-mm-mm.
You know, like it just takes one person lying.
No, right. I mean, everybody's on Molly.
And think of how many people can get infected with something.
Or psilocybin.
Jeez Louise.
Anyway, the internet went crazy and talked about how the wind really came up from behind and rammed the dome so hard.
Oh, that's
wet and
rough.
Sloppy.
Jeez Louise.
All the big poles fell. Most people were sore afterwards. The weather just kept pounding and pounding. You could almost hear the dome crying out.
Oh, that's so bad. I think the lesson this really teaches us is maybe keep your orgies a little more intimate.
Or the lesson this really teaches us is God's gonna smite you.
Yeah, you know what?
Sodom and Gomorrahites.
Yeah.
Hey, look, I won't knock it until I've tried it.
It's not for me. we'll leave it at that.
and then, the one more erection joke, right? It's sad to see that huge erection.
Right.
Collapse. Okay. And then, sort of along the same note, there were haboobs in Phoenix.
Haboobs?
Remember the 1999 classic, The Mummy, that turned everybody who watched it bisexual?
Of course.
And the wall of sand?
Yes.
I guess that's a haboob.
That's a hilarious name. Holy shit.
Yeah, it comes from the Arabic word haba, meaning to blow.
Okay.
Keeps getting...
That's... This is so funny.
So Phoenix saw these giant haboobs. I think there were a couple of them.
Do you think they're little? They call them haboobies?
Coming right at you. Yeah, probably. Sure. Yeah. Intense localized dust storms. But they are a towering wall of dust and sand.
Horrifying.
Yes, right?
Yeah, that's, you know, for such a funny, whimsical name, that is a very scary thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. And then, perfect segue to The Wizard of Oz debuting at the Sphere last week on August 28th.
Right. So it's just basically the movie, right, that's playing? Or is it a live action play or what's going on?
Okay, here's the deal. Mm-hmm. It's the movie.
Right.
And we've kind of talked about it. We've referenced it a couple of times mm-hmm. when talking about the Vegas Sphere.
Right.
Since, you know, we're the show for everybody that's in one from the Pacific Coast.
Yeah.
We're not a Pacific Coast show.
Mm-hmm.
We're an I-15 corridor show.
Yeah.
Like, right. yeah, instead right. of Seattle, Portland, San Francisco, LA,
mm-hmm.
we're more Spokane, Boise, Salt Lake City, Vegas.
Yeah, makes sense.
So they were talking about how to fill all the pixels of the screen in the sphere. They use AI.
Oh, neat. Okay.
So they finished that. And did you see the witch's feet coming out of the sphere to make it look like the sphere landed on the witch?
Funny.
Super cute.
That's a really cute way of doing it.
Here's some footage of the Wizard of Oz playing at the sphere so you can kind of get the scope. And I guess they have some 4D elements to it.
Oh, cool.
Like flying monkeys.
Oh, fun.
Actual flying monkeys.
Wait. Like little monkeys in costumes?
No. Like, okay. I think suspended from wires.
Okay.
And, yeah, see, but,
I was hoping.
Okay, right.
I was hoping that they had actual monkeys that they put in costume that they would like release and they would just like go from one side to the other to get like a banana or something.
So much poop.
But I mean, talk so about a 4D poop. Experience.
That's true.
Yeah. Man, it really makes you wonder how stinky the Wicked Witch's house is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess they recreate a literal tornado inside the building. So,
whoa.
I know.
So, like, don't do your hair before you go. And definitely don't wear lip gloss.
And it's just another reason to go. I gotta go. Haven't been.
That does seem fun.
We're way behind the curve on this.
But you know, also,
we're ahead of the curve on some things.
Sure. And, of course, that's got me wondering how much the tickets are. So, I went ahead and looked that up. Do you want to guess, Mike?
$100.
Close. Okay. Close. 150, 140, okay, 160.
So over 100. All right.
Over 100 bucks, which I think seems like a little much.
Have you heard though? Like people are, I think it's the third quarter that mm-hmm. Vegas air traffic or I don't know, arrivals or whatever mm-hmm. are, or hotel stays or whatever. But like a lot of people have just said, nah, Dad, I'm not doing Vegas anymore.
You know, honestly, that doesn't surprise me too much. I think it's gotten too expensive.
Well, yeah. I'm old enough to remember $5.99 prime rib dinners at the, I don't remember.
At Caesar's Palace or whatever. Yeah.
Right, yeah.
Or like
Flamingo.
I was going to say the Flamingo. What's it maybe. Called?
There's that one, what's the intersection that I'm
Tropicana?
Thinking of?
The Tropicana?
You're right. Oh, yes. It was the Tropicana. MGM Grand, New York, Excalibur.
I think that's where we stayed when I was a kid.
Funny.
I don't remember exactly, but yeah, right.
But
now they've gotten like way too luxy and way too expensive.
Well, right. I mean, the concept used to be we're mm-hmm. going to take your money.
Right.
You're going to spend your money as an entertainment budget with us. Some of you who are very fortunate will win big.
Right.
Everybody else will pay for that and then some.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll make it so attractive in these other ways.
Right.
Your hotel rooms will be cheap. Not anymore with resort fees.
Right.
Your meals will be cheap. Not anymore with 3-star Michelin, 5-star world class.
Right.
You know, that like the value is gone.
Yep.
In my opinion.
Yeah. Yeah. But especially if you're going to gamble, it's just not even worth it.
Right. Yeah. You're not gambling anymore in Vegas. You're guaranteed to lose.
Yeah. See, now you'll plan a vacation where $1,000 will cover like your meals and your hotel and stuff for like mm-hmm. a weekend stay. And then you'll have maybe $100 to gamble with. Whereas before it was like $100 for your meals in your room and then $1,000 to gamble with.
Yeah.
You know,
right. mm-hmm.
it's just been inverted.
One leftover from a couple episodes ago that I can't believe I missed.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. There's a white buffalo around here?
Yes.
Off the old highway between Beaches Corner and Yukon. What?
Mm-hmm.
Here's a photo of it when it was a baby?
Yeah. Yeah.
But that's all we have.
Wait a second. Wasn't there a white buffalo born in June?
Yes, in Yellowstone National Park.
Right.
So it's not the same one.
Oh.
That's a different story. Uh-huh. And by the way, it was named. Did we ever talk about that? It was named Walkin' Gill.
Oh.
W-A.
Cool.
K-A-N-G-I-L, yeah, which means in Lakota, it means return sacred.
Oh, Oh, neat. Okay, but like two white buffaloes? That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, first of all, what are the odds?
Yeah.
Why isn't there a bigger news story on this? I saw this as just a social media post, but hey, can one of you news guys with the malware websites? I'm kidding.
Yeah, now they fixed it. We can't give them shit anymore.
Will you look into that and do a story on that, pretty please?
Yeah, I'm kind of curious what's going on there. That's neat.
Yeah. I do think they farm a little bit of content from us. Somebody, I'm convinced somebody at each one of those places is assigned our show every week. So we just like to say hi to our FBI guys and our local news guys. It's nice to have you on board.
I feel like that's giving us too much credit.
Now, it's time for a brand new feature.
Oh, yeah?
Mikey's Mind Blowers.
Oh.
Prepare to have your mind blown.
If my mind's not blown by the end of this, I'm going to be disappointed, Mike.
Let me ask you a question, Carly.
Yeah.
Living in Idaho, when you go to an Idaho grocery store that's literally like you have to drive by a potato field
right,
to get to this grocery store, do you believe you're getting fresh potatoes?
I mean, I wouldn't think so because...
Why?
Well, because potatoes last forever.
Okay.
Like,
well, I guess I didn't think about that.
If they're stored properly in a potato cellar, they can be there for a long, long time. It's why they're such a food source. I think, I want to say like 5 years, something insane.
Okay, you're really f***ing letting the air out of my cells here.
I'm sorry. I like potatoes. I know a few things about them.
Marky's Mind Blowers. Here it is, guys. Here's the... Really? I am... I'm out of here. Rage quit. Toddler rage quit.
Do you want to go back to the beginning and I'll pretend like I don't know any of that?
No. No, it's fine.
Look. As
but
someone...
But Carly's right.
Well, and as someone who was very, very broke all through college, who had to make a food budget stretch, potatoes were like one of my number one go-tos because I love them. I think they're delicious and they lasted forever.
I've just always been the guy. I go to store and get the thing and eat the thing. Like, I don't think about...
Yeah, no. I store it like...
Logistics.
I'll
go get a new one.
Pack rat.
Okay. Well, yeah. So here's what I didn't know. The potatoes you're getting in grocery stores right now aren't fresh. There was a post saying, okay, dumb question. The potatoes going into the processors here now are last year's harvest, right? I'm taking some to friends out of state. Thanks. I read that and I'm like, what an idiot. There's no way that's true.
Yeah, no, it's totally true.
It's totally true. Andrew says, yes, for another week. Okay, so first of all, this is a 2-week-old post. Uh-huh. So keep that in mind. Andrew says, yeah, for another week or two, we start switching over at Rigby Produce around 18th of August.
Funny.
Jenna says, yep, kept cellar fresh. They keep them at a specific temp and all of that. They're still good.
Yeah.
Rachel says, yeah, that's what's going out right now is whatever is left from last harvest. Best time to get the freshest potatoes is middle or end of October.
Crazy, huh?
Okay, I just had no idea, Carly.
Right.
I thought that when we had potato harvest, which is what? In September, yeah? Yeah,
generally.
What is Shelley's spud days?
Let's see here. Is it...
I swear it's...
Yeah, I want to say it's in September.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, stuff we should know hosting a podcast about this area. But yeah, those potato sellers you see on farms outside of town are holding your potatoes all the way through... Day 364, I guess.
Yeah, basically.
Wild.
Yeah, kind of crazy, huh? Well, and I will say too, like, I come from a family of like farmers and stuff on my dad's side.
Okay.
Like one of his first jobs was basically riding his bike to his neighbor's farms and milking their cows, you know. So
Mikey's Mind Blowers. Shit, everybody in East Idaho knows except Mikey.
You know, if you think that's mind blowing though, the apples at the grocery store are usually like months and months and months old.
Okay.
When you get to them.
I wouldn't have known that.
Like, I want to say like 6 months, like something insane.
Wild.
Yeah.
Which is also crazy. I learned.
Because they'll usually last in your fridge for like 2 or 3 months.
I know, like, doesn't the government have like, I don't know, 50 million wheels of cheese underground or something?
Oh, I know.
Somewhere.
I want that government cheese so bad.
It's government cheese, yeah.
About that cheese all the time, honestly.
Need some government cheese.
I want to know how to get into those caves so I can just get a little nibble of just some of the cheeses, just so I can know what they taste like.
So here's my question. Can anybody here tell the difference between a year-old potato and a brand-new potato?
Oh, there's got to be folks who can.
I mean, we've been to Shelly Spud Days. We've gotten a sack of potatoes. Mm-hmm. I've gone gleaning only for the first time in my life a couple years ago.
Uh-huh.
Because a fellow realtor has a little potato farm
on the side. That's so cute.
And he's like, hey, man, we've got some bad weather coming. Haven't been able to or just harvested.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, you can go and pick up anything that's left.
I love
that. But you got to do it before this weekend or...
Yeah, or else they get ruined by the weather.
Yeah.
Right, right.
Or else Ireland in the 1800s or whatever happened then. But yeah, isn't that crazy?
That's crazy.
I would love to do a taste test. If there's a farmer who can hook us up.
Yeah, you know what? That would be fun.
Get some nice Virgin Riverland and Cattle Company steaks.
Yeah. Some meat and potatoes.
Yeah. And a year-old potato with a brand new fresh potato.
One. Yeah, that'd be fun.
All right. Well, that's roots for you.
Yeah.
We're going to get heavy for just a second and do the third thing on our show that makes me go,
okay.
Recoil in slight horror. And I don't really want to do this story, but I feel like we have to.
Okay.
All right. The Idaho Statesman reports 5 Idaho hospitals got a C grades for patient safety. 4 out of the 5 are in East Idaho.
Oh my gosh.
Right.
That's bad.
Right. Let's That's name bad. Names. By the way, this is according to the Leapfrog Group.
Mm-hmm.
They're a nonprofit that studies patient safety and protection.
All right, fair enough.
They issue hospital safety guides twice a year for nearly 3,000 hospitals across the nation based on factors like preventable errors, accidents, injuries, and infections, as well as the systems hospitals have in place to prevent them.
Oh my gosh, that's really scary.
The Leapfrog Group says these largely preventable problems harm 1 in 4 hospital inpatients and cause as many as 250,000 deaths a year.
Holy crap.
Yikes.
That's terrifying.
On this list, we've already cited our sources, right? So we can't get into trouble.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's name names. Idaho Falls Community Hospital, Madison Memorial Hospital, Mountain View Hospital, Portneuf Medical Center.
Whoa, really? And
then there's one in Boise, St. Alphonsus.
That's crazy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, if they do this twice a year,
and
I've never heard of this before.
Yeah, I'm a little surprised.
Is it non-news?
Yeah, I don't know.
I think it's worth mentioning because I saw it. Again, we cited our source, Idaho Statesman. But
well, and the fact that it's a nonprofit that's doing this where they don't have any incentive to lie or anything.
It's not sus to me.
Yeah, yeah. I am a little surprised by some of the names, like Madison Memorial, for one. When my brother was in that four-wheeling accident with me, that's where we went. He was there for nearly a month.
Oh, yeah.
And I felt like they did a bang-up job. Now, mind you, that was a decade ago.
Right.
You know, so I don't know if standards have slipped or...
Can you say bang-up job? You know, I wonder, it's probably, I mean, it seems to me this data, this story might indicate to me that these hospitals are run with the same kind of thinking that bad agencies have when they go, oh yeah, no, that'll be fine. No one will notice.
Right, right. Something like that. You know, and I think the biggest thing comes down to the whole systems in place thing.
Yeah.
As someone who's worked in a clinic before, one of the things that I really respected about the one I worked for was some of the systems that they had in place to make sure that things weren't being forgotten or done poorly, you know, and a lot of it was just having other people check your work. And I think having an extra set of eyes on things sometimes is all you really need. So it makes you wonder, like, is that what's not happening here? Like,
did you hear about that? There was a settlement in Utah. This was just recently too. Nearly $1 billion. And I'm doing this from memory. $951 million or something. The parents had a baby at a hospital where the nurses, I think, were brand new. Like they had just graduated that day or the day before. Like within a 24-hour time period, they gave labor-inducing medication that they shouldn't have given or large doses of it or something. But basically, this poor kid, do I have anything on it in here? The judge insulted the hospital at the ruling or sentencing or whatever, where he awarded the claimants $951 million because the kid would have been okay except for their negligence. I guess.
Oh my gosh.
He said they would have been better off delivering this baby at the bathroom of a gas station or in a hut somewhere in Africa than this hospital. Literally, this was the most dangerous place on the planet for her to have given birth.
Yikes. So I'm assuming the baby didn't live?
They were she did live. That's the tragic thing.
Right.
Is she would have been a completely healthy child.
Right.
And now I think she has all sorts of
developmental issues. Dysfunction. And stuff like that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's sad. That's so rough.
But yeah, they weren't even from there. They were from Wyoming.
Oh, no.
And she had to, so imagine being away from home.
Uh-huh.
Not with your normal practitioner.
Yeah.
And then trusting having that happen. A hospital.
Man.
Just big yikes.
It sounds like a lot of places need to, you know, reassess some of their systems and make sure that things are going well so that at the very least you're not losing money. Like, if it's purely financial even, but like also if you're a human being who cares about other people, you should do it because you don't want to hurt people.
I mean, it's almost like privatized medicine, you know, leads to encouraging cost-saving measures.
Right.
Okay. How about a palate cleanser? Let's take a quick drive down Hit Road. Looky here. It's coming right along. Mm-hmm. The new building on the CEI lawn campus.
Yes, yeah.
Area.
Uh-huh.
This is the Battelle Energy Alliance future tech building.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, they've been working on that for a hot minute.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but it's really come together this summer.
Yeah.
The Battelle Energy Alliance, which of course manages the INL. That's where you've heard that name before.
Right.
Donated $1 million to the cause.
Wow.
I'm excited for that.
Cool.
And it looks kind of like a cool building.
It does look cool.
Can't wait to take a tour.
Yeah.
And then here's the sign at Sand Creek Dental. This made us smile this week. More East Idaho business. There's still that chiropractic business on 17th Street that does like slogans on their signs, right?
Right, right. And there's the little vet office over on 17th that does the funny little jokey jokes on their signage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sand Creek Dental, they've got the memes. They've got the color screen. What do we do with this? Well, let's put up memes.
Yes.
You guys get it. You are IFAF this week. Chris Pie 5. 21 finger gun salute and chef's kiss
to you for adding a few giggles to our day.
Let's wrap it up with what's coming up.
Well, we've got some fun stuff for both the Brainiacs and the cool kids. Oh, yeah. So this Friday Brainiacs and Saturday.
Brainiacs can be cool.
They can be. They can be. It's a little harder, but they can.
Just ask them.
Yeah. But anyway, this Friday and Saturday, September 5th and 6th, the Museum of Idaho is actually going to have some pretty amazing Egyptologists in to talk about the Mummies of the World exhibit that they've got. They're going to have Dr. Bob Breyer and Patricia Remler both of those days. So go check that out if you want to learn a little bit more about mummies.
I want to ask him more about the rods under the pyramids that I think, haven't we discovered those with LIDAR or something?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be that? Cool.
I thought the pyramid. Do you know there hasn't been a mummy ever found in a pyramid ever?
Never?
They're not tombs. Some people say they're like
power plants.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's what I want to know.
Spooky.
If I ask them about that stuff, will they just kind of roll their eyes and say, this isn't Rogan or whatever?
I guess we'll see.
This isn't Ancient Aliens. This isn't George Knapp is Aliens. What? This isn't Graham Hancock, Ancient Apocalypse.
There we go.
All right. Okay, what's next?
And then also this Saturday, September 6th at 7 p.m., Gems Day at the Gem on First Street in Idaho Falls. Our good buddy, the Idahoan, is going to be there playing house music all night long. Now, it is 18 plus, but of course, you do have to be 21 plus to drink.
Yes.
So keep that in mind.
Thank you, Idahoan. Who's the other guy that I really liked last time? Sensei the Beast is going to be there, too.
Yeah, very cool,
looks
right?
Looks like a real fun time. There is EDM in East Idaho, people.
Right?
This is it, this Saturday.
Yeah, yeah. If we're not filming the show, we might just have to go.
Yes.
Yeah. And, of course, there is the Idaho State Fair going. Sorry.
What?
Eastern Idaho State Fair. Mm. My bad. This Thursday, September 4th, is going to be Jeff Dunham. Always a laugh. Friday is going to be Train with Edwin McCain. That's one that I'm personally excited for because I love Train. I think they're great. Feels so nostalgic. And then Saturday, September 6th, is going to be the Demolition Derby.
We'll sell you the whole seat, but you'll only need the air. Oh, wait, I think that's for the other. Is that the tractor pull, maybe?
No. I think it works very well for a demolition derby.
It is, of course, a great time. We hope you have a great time at the fair. One last plug for our fair food preview. If you haven't watched that, you can watch that on your way to the fair.
Yeah, and if you're, you know, needing tickets to some of these attractions, you can get those tickets at funatthefair.com.
Also, we're throwing a lot at you here. Next weekend, the Parade of Homes starts.
Yes, which is always fun for us, considering, you know, realtors.
Links to all that in this post. That's our show. Go get them, Tiger.
Be kind to critters. I think that's what I'm landing on.
Can I say, go get them, Tiger ears this time?
Oh, I think you have to.
Oh, and you said, be kind to critters last time. I thought that was really good.
Yeah, I like it. I think that's what I'm sticking to. Yeah. I like it. I like it a lot. IFAF.